Today we're looking at the healing ministry of others. One of the things that Jesus did when he came is not only bring the kingdom to see it, save and heal people, but he also imparted to others the healing ministry that he was moving in. He basically took his church and commissioned his church almost 2,000 years ago to proclaim the good news to all creation through the healing signs that would accompany the message of the gospel. So Jesus came to heal and set people free. He also equipped his church to do the exact same thing. So we'll take a look at this today about how Jesus imparted the healing ministry to others. He transferred his healing ministry only after he had modeled it himself. He spent time modeling how he would set free the oppressed and heal the sick. So he chose 12 disciples. He called them to himself first to establish relationship with him, and then he would send them out. He imparted the ministry of healing to them by having them be with him, watch him, listen to him, and then he sent them out. Jesus gave his ministry to people that were committed to the mission, the commission of proclaiming the kingdom of God. He said in Mark's gospel that he had come to proclaim the gospel, to teach, and to heal. So the 12 were called by the Lord first to be committed to the person of Jesus. When you look at the 12 apostles, they came from varied backgrounds. They came from different statuses. They came from different kinds of understandings. And yet he called them to make a commitment to, as it were, himself, so that they could be in turn positioned to be able to bring the kingdom, the signs and wonders of the kingdom, to others. The 70 that Jesus called also indicates a wider group of committed people that Jesus trained after the 12. So he did his training in stages, as you can see. So then in Mark's gospel, all those who believe in my name shall lay hands upon the sick and shall recover. So then extended to everyone beyond that, any spirit-filled believer. Jesus transferred his ministry then by commissioning them and by gifting them. After he had modeled healing for them, he commissioned disciples to go and to heal, and he gave them the power to do so. And he also gave them the authority to do so. That is, he commissioned them to go, and also he gave them his power, which was his gifting, to go forth. When Jesus left the earth then, the impartation of his ministry didn't really change at all. His commission to his disciples, his followers, was that the Holy Spirit would come upon them and empower them to fulfill the commission that had been that they had been given by him. So what did he do? He told them to wait here in Jerusalem to receive power from on high, and then you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And when Pentecost happened, they pronounced the kingdom. And they went forth, and they did what Jesus did. They proclaimed the gospel, they healed, they set people free from evil, and they lived a simple lifestyle, much like the Master did, trusting God, traveling light, healing the sick as they went along. They gave themselves over to hospitality and the support of receptive people. They avoided wasting time about a lot of nonsense issues in order to focus upon the kingdom. Persecution, of course, occurred for them, but they operated in the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, who was their helper and instructor in every situation. So in the midst of their struggles at times through persecution and opposition, they recognized the fact that the Lord had promised them the Holy Spirit as their consoler and their guide. So continue on looking at that. The ministry of healing then was carried on by those that were formed and trained by Jesus. And we see this, for example, when Peter and John healed the man at the Gate Beautiful in Acts chapter 3. Peter explained that it was not because of their spirituality, it's because of the name of Jesus and faith in that name that made the difference. So the expansion of the ministry of healing then, when Jesus sent out the 12 and then the 70, Jesus saw that this was a key way to dismantle the kingdom of Satan and free men and women from the kingdom of darkness and bring them into the kingdom of light. So in the early church, one of the greatest means of evangelization was, and the way they turned the world upside down was, and turned whole towns upside down for Jesus, and even caused persecutions and uproar, was through the expansion of the healing ministry. And this is just as valid today as it was then. So Lord, we pray that you would help us to live and work with the understanding that the ministry you gave to the 12 and then the 70 and then anyone who's a spirit-filled believer is the same ministry you give to us today. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen.